We say in our Vidui Maisru, so we confess that we have taken off the Trumas and Maisru, like all of your mitzvahs that you command. Meaning to say that I disposed of the Trumas and Maisru properly and I kept all the dinim in regard to the Trumas and Maisru. But if you separated the Maisru Sheni prior to separating the Maisru Rishon, you cannot say the Vidui. If you cannot say that you have done it like all of your mitzvahs that you commanded me, because there's an order in which to take off the Maisru, and the Maisru Rishon is to be taken off before the Maisru Sheni. And if you took off the Maisru Sheni before the Maisru Rishon, you have not taken off the Maisru properly, and you cannot say the Vidui Maisru. Lo avarti mimitzvoi sacha. You say in the Vidui Maisru, I did not transgress your mitzvah. What is this referring to? The Mishnah tells us, Lord, frosty, may min, al-shain, amina. I didn't take off maizer from one type of food to potter up a different type of food. You have to take off maizer separately from each type of food. So therefore, if you took off from one type of food for another type of food, you cannot say the vidui since you have not taken the maizer properly. Included in the vidui that you say that I did not transgress your mitzvah, you're confessing that you have not taken off Meisr from produce that is polished, that's no longer attached to the ground. The Pazra produce that's still attached to the ground. So too, vice versa, you didn't take off Meisr from produce that's attached to the ground. The produce that is no longer attached to the ground. As produce that's still attached to the ground is not chayiv in Meisr, and therefore you can't take off Meisr from produce that's still attached to the ground. And also you can't take off Meisr from produce that is polished, that's no longer attached to the ground, in order to Pazra produce that's attached to the ground. You can only take off Meisr from Tullish, the pots are of other produce. That is Tullish. And so too, when you say, I didn't transgress your mitzvah, you're saying that you did not take off Meisr from produce that is Chadash, that's from 1 year, the pots are of produce that's Yasha, all produce from the previous year. And so too, you're saying that you didn't take off Meisr from produce that is Yasha from the previous year, the pots are of produce that is Chadash, produce that's from this year. And you have to take off Meisr from the produce of each year separately. You can't take off Meisr from the produce of 1 year to pass out the produce of a different year. And if you did take off Meisr from produce of this year to pass out produce of the previous year or vice versa, you cannot say the Vidui Meisr since you have not taken off the Meisr properly. The Lo Shachasti, then you say in the Vidui Meisr that I did not forget. What did you not forget? So the Mishnah explains, Lo Shachasti Milavarecha Umilahaskar Shimcha Alav. You say in your confession that you did not forget to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to mention the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the half-brushes of the Truma Maisr. What you mean to say is that you have not forgotten to say a bracha when you took off the Truma Maisr. If you have to say a bracha when you separate the Truma Maisr, you say, Asher Kitshanu v'mitzoysov v'tzivanu l'hafrish Truma Maisr. Second Maisr Sheni Perakeh, Mishnah Yudbeis Lo Achalti, Ba'oini Mimenu. When a person says it's Videi Maisr, he says that I did not eat the Maisr Sheni when I wasn't oinet. Somebody who had a close relative that died isn't oinet. The day of death, he is an oinet minatura. The night after the death, and the day of the funeral, he is an oinet midrabanan. And the Torah says, an oinet is forbidden to eat Maisr Sheni. If a person transgresses, and he did eat the Maisr Sheni when he wasn't oinet, he cannot say the Vidui Maisr. And a person says in his Vidui Maisr that he did not consume the Maisr Sheni when he was tameh. If a person separated the Maisr Sheni while he was tameh, and therefore he was metameh the Maisr Sheni, he cannot say the Vidui Maisr. And a person says in his Vidui that he did not give the Maisr Sheni to a mace. Meaning to say, Lo lakachti mimenu aron utachrichem lemeis. I did not buy with money of Maisr Sheni a coffin or shroud for a mace. Now the halacha is that money of Maisr Sheni must be used for things that we eat and drink. You can't use Maisr Sheni money to buy clothing with it. So why did the Mishnah say that he did not buy an aron utachrichem for a mace? Even if he bought some clothing for somebody who's alive, he would not be allowed to say the vidui sin. He did not use the Maisr Sheni money properly, as he should have used it to buy food and drink. Mephoshim answer that we're talking about Maisr Sheni that has become tummy. And the thing is, when Maisr Sheni becomes tummy, you redeem it onto money, and you are allowed to use that money to buy clothing with it. But the Torah said you can only buy clothing with it for a chai, for a live person, but not for a maid. And if somebody redeemed my shame that had become tummy onto money and then used that money to buy shrouds for a maze, he would not be allowed to say the Vidur Maizer. I did not give my Zusheni to other people that were owning them. I didn't allow other owners to eat the Maizer Sheni. Shamati b'kor Hashem Elokah. I listened to the voice of Hashem, my God. Hey, beisiv lebeis habechira. I brought it to the beis habechira. Now, this is not referring to Maizer Sheni. Although Maizer Sheni must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim, it does not have to be brought to the beis habechira. Instead, this is referring to Bikurim that must be brought to the beis habechira and given to the Kohanim. Asiti gechoach yisivi sani. I have done like everything that you have commanded me. Samachti b'simachti bo. I have rejoiced in the Maizer Sheni, and I have rejoiced others in the Maizer Sheni. I have invited others to my house to partake in the Maizer Sheni.